shit. And, you know.
I'm enjoying a nice cosmic brownie.
Ooh, oh, Carter.
Days eating those cosmic brownies.
Hey, man, I worked a 9-hour day today, okay? I can enjoy a cosmic brownie.
Oh, my God. This is all I'm going to hear, bro, for the rest of my fucking life.
Actually, well, probably
I finally got a job, and I'm the only one in America that works now.
Hey, man. Pretty much.
I mean, yeah, yeah. I'll admit it.
You all ready?
I have this Kool-Aid, like the water squeeze Kool-Aid thing, Lucas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was sitting here thinking about it, and I'm like, wow, that's going to be really loud.
Wait, okay. Can you explain it to me?
So like, it's just water, like ice water, but then you put like some Kool-Aid squeezy like thing in it. Like it makes it taste like Kool-Aid.
Oh, okay.
But it's not quite as bad for you as Kool-Aid.
Just concentrate.
Because I'm watching my figure as I eat this cosmic brownie.
Right.
And
you gotta sacrifice somewhere.
You're just gonna hear.
You know what? You know what? I hope we're recording right now because I want everyone to know that every time you hear that, it's really Carter just light tinkling.
We are, dude. We are. We're recording.
All right. All right. It's just a light tinkle because Rosie is up on his mic. All right, Rosie's up on his mic, and every once in a while she gets mad, and she just trickles a little bit of piss right across the keyboard.
That would explain the stickiness.
It would explain the smell, too.
Oh, my gosh. Right. Yo, 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 what's going on, guys? Welcome to the Gentleman's Podcast, Episode 3. I'm here with my buddies, Lucas, Carter. I'm your host, Jackson. Wallace, how are y'all?
Fantastic. Carter's in a terrible mood.
I'm feeling pretty good. Jackson.
Yeah.
Why three yo's?
Yo, exactly. That's what I wanted to say.
It's just a natural thing.
Look, we've made like four of these episodes or whatever. I don't know if this is like four or five or three or two.
I think I introduced it as three. I think it's four.
Three and a half.
Anyways. So he literally has said something that has made me or you, Carter, say something right after the intro.
every time. Single. I think that's our intro now. But look, okay, you guys say, like, in defense, when you guys talk about the doc, you say, oh, yeah, 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 right? That's three yes.
No.
No, no, no. It's more than
when
three.
When you're doing the doctor's yes, you go as long as you can. How long you go, that's only a fraction of how long.
Yeah, 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 yeah. See? I ran out of breath.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
There's no set amount.
I'm dying because Lucas at the end went, yeah, yeah.
Like, look,
you can't out-yeah him because he's got a like cardiovascular system like no other. So
that is true. Exactly.
And the Ethiopian caterpillar lets him breathe better. Okay.
For real though, you
can't put an outline on something like that, Jack. All right. We know you all believe in the outline.
I love the
structure.
Outline.
Okay. Well, yeah, when you're at the tippity top. Order. All right. When you no.
Okay.
When you're at the tippity top. But you're only halfway up, and you got to make it the rest of the way up, but no one else is as high as you. You got to think outside the box, right? Got to adapt.
You don't just stay there for free.
I love you. I love you guys. My God.
He said yo again. Jesus.
What?
The yo counter going.
All right, we're at four.
Yo counter in the chat.
Five.
What? I just said it because like, I was saying the yo counter.
That still counts as you saying yo.
Yo, that's six then.
There's no winning with you people.
All right. How should I spell this? Like Y-O, Y-O-O. Yeah, we'll just go Y-O.
Well, it depends. Y-O is, you know, it's just yo.
Do an O for every single time he says yo. So it'd be six.
All right. I'm doing tally marks.
Okay.
I'm glad you have that. I'm glad you have that system. It makes me happy.
Yeah, I'm doing this with a highlighter too, and I can't see it. I wasn't ready for this at all.
Oh man, Carter, you enjoyed work?
Eh, it's fine. No.
Haven't you heard him? We've been in here for like 5 minutes. He's worked 3 days, and he's the only honest working man in the world.
It's more than 3 days, first of all. Second of all, I mean, it's just work. So, like, what are you gonna do? It's just it's boring, but it's there.
That's true.
Okay. Okay.
Everyone's very nice.
I was just curious. I'm glad everybody's nice. I'm glad that you know you were able to come home and unwind with a cosmic brownie.
Yep.
I'm glad everyone can hear Jackson taking his drink, like because he's got 50,000.
I didn't just take a drink. Was it me?
Oh, was that Carter?
I'm getting blamed.
Yeah, I thought. Well, look, I thought it was Jackson because I didn't hear the trinkle. So you know.
Yeah, I'm really emphasizing the shake of the ice cubes too.
Yeah, well, you know what I first thought of? As strange as this is, I was like, man, someone's got some big ass ice cube in their glass. It sounded like some big ice cubes, you know, like you definitely don't like the crushed ice. Which, by the way, we might have to talk about regular ice versus crushed ice.
Crushed ice is way better than regular ice.
There's no comparison. Yeah, crushed ice or like little Sonic ice, little cubes, little tiny little pebbles.
You're delusional.
What do you prefer? Like the big, the big pieces of ice, little chunks of little melon that you get out of the freezer. Is that what you get? Is that what you prefer?
No. I like the square pieces of ice.
Oh, like the ones that you like, you know, little the trays.
Get it at Sonic. And here, the only place I can get it is at Sonic.
Okay, wait, hold on. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that little pebble ice.
It's tiny. It's tiny.
Sonic
it's not.
Ice. Oh, that's the best
tiny.
Ice.
Okay, I thought you were talking about like a normal size, like
It's small. So it's like like small squares or sometimes it's small circles, whatever, you know, spears.
Yeah, I call it Sonic ice. I don't know what it's really called. If it's pebble ice, cube, little cube, whatever. But
that is the best.
The best ice.
Hands down, best ice. 100%.
All right, I'm glad because like the crushed ice, some of it is just so small. That number one, I think it melts way faster and my drink gets watered down too fast.
Oh, for
number
sure.
Number two, I feel like I'm going to choke on it. Like I'm going to take a drink one day when I'm real thirsty and I'm like, choking up on it. Okay.
You can't handle it going to the back of your throat?
No, I don't practice as much as you guys.
Amateur.
Dang. Yeah, Carter has experience in this field.
Yep.
Vast experience. There's stuff going back there all the time.
All the day.
I made a mistake, Carter. You have to highlight it.
Yeah, that's kind
of
my job.
You are a real piece of work.
That's my favorite thing to do is point out other people's mistakes. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Look. If Carter is a piece of work, mm-hmm. who made him? I need to know the name of the artist that created him. All right, be creative.
The name of the artist that created Carter?
Why is he asking me? Yeah, that's what I said.
Is that what this podcast is going to turn into? It's going to turn to 2-on-1. I guess it's always really been that way. Jeez.
Yeah, what did it not?
I was actually trying to think of something for your question, give you an answer, try to be a nice person.
You should have been thinking instead of talking to me.
Here we go again. My God.
I'm sorry. I'll stop. All right, I'll chill.
I got three all over again. All
right, I am the Sonic Ice. All right, that's how chill I am right now.
Right. You are the Sonic Ice? Jeez.
I
don't think anyone can create Carter. I think Carter Carter has always existed, and Carter will always forever be.
What kind of ice is Jackson, Lucas?
Sonic ice for sure, the best ice.
Well, no, okay, you can't, both of you can't be Sonic Ice.
Why? What rule, who can with that rule?
That's just a social norm, like you can't just...
Wait, so you're telling me that one person has to be Sonic Ice, one person has to be like crushed ice, and the other person has to be like regular ice?
Or it's in the commandments, okay?
Yeah.
Like Jesus said all that stuff at the very bottom.
Yeah, it's in the fine print.
Oh yeah, like the top left-hand corner.
You know how big of a bitch that was to chisel in there?
Yeah.
And I'm
because you had to put it in small print so that people wouldn't really notice it because, you know, yeah.
Okay, well, if Lucas is not crushed ice, Lucas is Sonic ice, then what ice am I?
That's what Carter asked.
Do I just come up with an ice myself? Okay, then I'm crushed ice. I'm number two.
You're kind of like the you're the ice that they have to use back in the day where they had to like fill the little ice tray and like put it in the freezer.
That's what I thought Lucas meant by he said the little cube, like the cubed ice. I thought the little squares. You're
kind of old fashioned like that. Where I'm like McDonald's ice, right? So like I'm good for the first 30 minutes, and then that shit just gone because the crappy cup, but
I think what I think they do, Carter. I think McDonald's takes the square, the big thick melon or deep square, whatever ice cubes like Jackson is, right? Okay,
jeez, yeah. Man,
I got you.
I think they take that. Right? No. They somehow heat it up to the point where it can like be pressed down and stuff, but not melt all the way. Don't know how they do it. But I think they just take a roller to it, and they thin it out. right?
You take a roller
and,
to the ice?
Because, hey, I'm in the middle of talking. And
that,
so,
that,
like,
that defies physics, though.
Yeah, that's the point, okay? So then the, like, the McDonald's ice is, like, the big, thin squares, but they're huge. Like, they're as big as my fucking palm of my hand. They're not that big. They're huge.
Thick.
But yeah, still better than the somehow ice out of your freezer. I hope people do realize that I'm not actually trying to make sense. Like, I'm in college and I've taken physics. Like, I understand. I've had organic chemistry and everything. Like, I get this stuff.
I'm going to say Carter's favorite word. Sure.
That is my favorite word of all time. It's not my favorite phrase, though, because it's just a single word. My favorite phrase is verbal diarrhea.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm surprised that...
Combo.
I'm surprised Carter didn't jump on you.
I think I really think he said verbal diarrhea at Thanksgiving one time.
I don't blame him.
I really like saying it.
I think he said it like, you know, we're all sitting around the table eating, and then he said it, and it's just like, you know, you're turning.
Well, the guy had verbal diarrhea.
Anyways, though, like Jackson took your word and said sure, and so I thought you'd be like, wow, Jackson, unoriginal or something, because you said something to him last time he said it. I was expecting you to hit him with it again, but you didn't. It's like.
Sorry, I had to have a cough break.
Cough break?
Yeah, I had a cough.
Just a single cough?
No, it was three coughs.
All right, that's better. Well, you said you got a cough, so, like, you know, I was just thinking
a
one.
Cough break. I would say you don't say a coughs.
No. You said I took a cough break, right? And then you said I got a cough. Now, if you cough more than once, you would say I was coughing.
So like I had to.
This has been the best intro to our podcast.
What do you mean intro? This is prime time.
This is the whole thing. No one else cares about the rest. But of
it. Yeah, I was gonna say, Lucas. I'm like, well, I'm 21 years into Jackson. Jackson's. He's a sponge when it comes to that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, but he's a colorful sponge, right? Like he brightens up the world, makes it a better place. He's a great guy, awesome dude. One of our best friends, your brother, obviously, so you have to love him. But yeah, sponge. Agreed.
Definitely a sponge, because sometimes you just got to squeeze him out just to get him to change it up.
I feel that. Well, he does change it up. The best way to squeeze Jackson out is to come up with something else.
Yep.
Be more creative.
I make you better. That's just facts. I force you to come up with new stuff and to be more creative and stay on top of your game. You're welcome. You should be thanking me.
Look, Carter and I, like we started this off, right? We're at the tippity top. We know what's going on.
How'd you get to the tippity top, though, right? I forced you to evolve.
What did he like to know?
Yeah. Look, champions, Jackson, don't give away their secret. All right?
I love you guys.
I want you to know, though, tattooed on the back of my left butt cheek. All right, a map to the tippity top. All right,
mine's on my back, like Merrick from Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to show it till the end of the podcast.
Wow. But every year, right, when me and Carter reach a new peak, the new tippity top, right, we update the map.
Mm-hmm. A lot of scratch offs. You know how, like, those, you'll have those, like, douchebags that have, like, Sarah on their arm, but then it's, like, marked out, and it's, like, Lily or whatever is, like, under it? Just like that, but with different maps.
Might as well be the same. We've had a couple of Lilies here.
Would it be, like, Lily 1 and then Lily 2?
Or if you had multiple Lilies? I think at that point you would abbreviate their last name.
Look, we don't put it in the outline, okay? If you're a champion, you can read the map.
Yeah, it requires you to be a champion.
Oh, my Lord, man. Oh, my Lord. So I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
And I want, you know, because we like to debate things here. What?
You said...
Damn.
I've got a quick We.
Oh my gosh.
You just stuttered like, you just stuttered like 12, you stuttered like 12 times in the same. I'm sorry. I have a, my best friend.
You're really not sorry.
From high school stutter. I am definitely sorry. Anyways, he actually has a stuttering problem, and we give him hell about it every time we see him. Anyways.
I mean, you give him hell.
Yeah. Except like he gets caught up on stuff. He'll be like, you guys don't understand, okay? Like, you don't. Like, stuff like that. He gets hung up on stuff.
How many times in a conversation where you just sitting there like, oh my God, finish the fucking sentence.
Well, no, it's not that bad. Like it's not like he can't talk.
I feel like I would lose my patience.
And like, yeah, I mean, you know. Like, I don't know. I've been friends with a dude since like sixth grade, so I guess it doesn't bother me as much, you know? It's really like you is what he really gets hung up on. Anyways, Jackson made me think of that. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Jackson. Like you just did it so many times in like six words, and I.
Why am I even
I'll
here?
Chill on you. My question. I'll chill on.
That's a good point, Lucas. We'll just do our own thing.
Ah, yes. What are we naming it?
Let's think about this. Okay, who's got a really creative name right now? Ah, the Lucas and Podcast, or Lucas and Podcast. Lucas and Carter Podcast.
Boom. Done.
Tippity top.
Boom.
The Soulless Echo. I don't know.
Actually,
that'd be terrible.
Actually, sounds kind of cool.
Echoless. Echoless.
Echoless. All right. For anyone wondering, my name is Lego My Echo on like online with like PlayStation and stuff. And then Carter's name is Dr. Soulless.
He really does have no soul.
Well, nobody has a soul. They're chemicals inside your brain.
I got dark real quick.
Welcome to the real world.
It's a figure of speech.
Yo, this man goes to work. Welcome to the real world. It's not all sunshine and roses and daisies.
That's what I'm telling the kids in the back seat, man. Welcome to the real world, kid. You're going to end up like me one day.
I hope Carter never has children, Jackson.
Same here.
Oh, thank God. We don't have to worry about it.
So does Carter. I don't want some snot-nosed-ass kid running around.
Okay, when we're talking about kids, okay? Like I told Carter, I was like, Carter, you know, you're gonna come over. You're gonna come to all the birthdays and stuff. And he's like, do I have to? Like in reference to my kids, he's like, do I really have to come over to their birthdays? Or like, okay, I'll come over to the birthdays, but I'm not going to a baseball game. All right.
Yeah, I'm not going to any little league games.
Don't ask me to come do that. And or like, Carter, you're gonna be there when they're born, right? He's like, have to
like the whole time
which
I can't
Tuesday,
just pop my head in
which Tuesday is it gonna be
I'll pop my head in when they pop their head out.
You know why he does this though? Because in his head, like I can hear him right now, like let's say 15 years from now, Jackson, like you're having a kid and he's at like his 8th birthday or 10th, whatever,
right?
Jesus.
You ask Carter to go and he's like, look, this is, it's all superficial. All right. They don't even like me. I show up, I tell them funny jokes. I say things to them that y'all don't approve of me saying to them. They think it's awesome. I'm the cool uncle and I hate them, but I give them presents. And so they love me when deep down they know that I'm a terrible person.
They'll probably like Harrison more than me because they'll probably get him really good shit. I'm too cheap.
Dude. Okay. You know what's funny about that, Lucas, is that's like right on point with exactly what he would say.
Well, the thing I'm thinking about is, like you want every birthday, you're going to have, like, two or three kids. That's, like, fuck. That's like minimum 15 each.
Yeah, it's three birthdays a year. It's three birthdays a year.
Dude, no. That's...
That's three more times
than he comes in. That's 45 times.
Well, you... okay, but here, Carter, here's the thing. You're coming to my kid's birthday, all right? You just are.
Dude.
What? 45? What are you talking about, Carter?
Well, I'm talking about if he has, like, three kids, and I'm going to go to at least 15 of them, right? Assuming around... 17, 18,
doing,
they're like,
no,
the
math,
Dad,
here.
I don't want
to. You can't really just, like, just show up, it would be happy for an hour, and then, like, just dip?
A whole hour?
Happy?
Yeah, almost. I'd love for you to stay all day.
I'm 21 years of dead inside, Jackson. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what happy is.
Solace is a.
I get brief moments of joy, I suppose, when I make others feel bad.
Lucas. Okay, like I think it was. I don't know how long ago it was. It Carter's gonna remember. He has a ridiculous memory like that, so he'll just tell me. Some time ago, I was telling Carter. I was like, you know, Carter, I think I might have you be my best man. And he was like, he went.
You know what a hassle that is?
That's what he said. I was like, Carter, come on, man. And then you're just like, he's like, dude, like,
I gotta plan it.
I gotta plan stuff and like speech. I gotta
buy crap and just
now for real though, Carter. Like, you already know you are. You have to be. I know. You don't have a choice, bro.
He really doesn't have a choice. And the speech better be good.
Nice guy syndrome.
Yeah, you know what? Jackson will probably write the speech for you, or at least give you an outline of things that he wants you to hit up on.
Yeah, he probably. I would have done.
Tell that awesome story of how we started that podcast. It completely crashed and burned, but it was a great time.
How much fun you had?
I'm going off script, dude. If I'm giving a speech, it's totally off the top of the head. Some inappropriate jokes.
Yeah.
If there's not at least one penis joke in there, I'll be disappointed in you, Carter.
No, there will be. Probably direct towards your wife, but that's not the point.
Oh, man. Oh,
come on, man.
Can't be hitting up on the wife while the parents are there.
I'm letting you know what's going to happen, and no, you're the one. I'm letting you know beforehand, so if you still decide to do it, it's no longer my fault.
No, yes, it is your fault, because you can't do
no,
that.
No, it isn't.
Why can't you just be my best man and just show
there were two buttons in front of you, and I told you A blows up the world and B causes world peace, and you choose A.
This is not equivalent to blowing up the world. This is you giving a best man like the speech at my wedding.
The metaphor is still equivalent. I mean, your world will be blown up. Theoretically speaking.
And Carter is a black ray of sunshine. You know, like he brightens my day, but. But it's not real sunlight. It's darkness. it's a beam of black light. Like it's
artificial
just,
light.
No, it's just dark.
Look, here's the silver lining here, Carter. You're going to have Lucas dying in the back. Like, he's just going to be rolling.
My goal would be just to get all of, like, Lucas, Jacob, all of them to be giggling.
I'm sure you would.
I'm not going to be able to keep a straight face, though, because if I pan the audience and I make eye contact with one of them, I'm losing it.
If you make eye contact with Jacob in the middle of your penis joke.
Oh, yeah, because he's probably going to be, like, stroking his champagne glass or something. I don't fucking know.
Oh, and
yeah,
we're going to be making eye contact with you hard. You know, hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's going to be some eye contact there.
Oh,
man. I might even lick my lips a little bit.
Yeah, I bet you will.
Good job.
I might have to look back.
I have a lovely brother. Lovely. Just.
I mean, you have another one, just saying.
I do, and I love him, and he's great. I'm just saying, like, you and me have been way more connected.
You have a sister, too.
I do have a sister. She's cool. I like her. She's great.
Remind Jackson about his family member.
As if whatever I was trying to say, I'm trying to be negligent of my others. I wasn't. I'm just saying.
That's what I heard. You know, if you take the third letter of every word that Jackson said, it spells out, I hate my family.
I have the perfect joke for Jackson's wedding. It's not very politically correct, and it has nothing to do with the wedding at all, but I just heard it. It's a Larry the Cable Guy joke. It was pretty funny. Should I tell it right now, Jackson?
Yeah, lay it on me so I know what I'm getting myself into.
Okay. If you're a special needs kid and you're a student and you're late to class... They can't label you tardy.
Oh my God. No.
That'd be wrong.
No.
That's true. Look, Carter's trying to shed light on an important subject in the world right now.
The kid walks in. Hey, you're tardy.
That's
so fucked up.
That's so messed up, dude.
That is so fucked up.
Well, you'll definitely break the ice. It's funny, though. I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's my opener.
Okay, wait. Do y'all have anyone in the family that actually has issues? Say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man. Y'all are going to... Carter's going to piss some people off. You might get shot in the parking lot.
Not like actual issues, but I think they do. Like,
I got Jacob with me. I'll be fine.
Carter's definitely getting his ass beat, bro.
I got Jacob with me.
Yeah, but I think I can talk Jacob into just laughing. Like, nah, I mean, Jacob's
a ride or die with me, so he'll do anything.
I guess that's true.
I feel totally safe with him around. Rest of you, I don't trust enough, but
what?
Except for Jackson. Jackson would help defend me. Lucas, you'd probably run with me. So,
if we were running, I would run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a runner.
I mean, if you're not going to fight for yourself, then I'm not going to fight for you.
Not much of a fight.
That doesn't make any sense. Until they start catching up, and then he's going to trip you and leave you.
I would say it's less of a trip and more of like a... If I'd like, well, actually, in my head, I have a crowbar for some reason, and I'm not using
it. You're going to bust his kneecap? Like you're escaping totally with crippling. Lucas. You're escaping with him, and they're catching up to you. You're just going to bust his kneecap real quick and take off. That's what kind of friend he is, Lucas.
Here's what I want to know. Who carries a crowbar in their ass crack?
So it's one of those pocket crowbars.
Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't seen those on Amazon, I guess.
I don't know if they're actually a thing or not, but I could see that being a thing.
No way in hell.
Hey, by that time, maybe Carter will have invented it.
Yeah, well, he'll find out once he gets there.
Yeah.
What about a machete? I could just chop his leg off.
Yeah, that would be
any better. Kind of stick or anything to trip him up, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually a good person, so I really wouldn't do that to Carter, but I feel like Carter actually doesn't care for me outside of the...
No, that's a real shit,
like,
though. He actually...
No. Really, outside of the entertainment value that I bring to him, I think he honestly does not give a fuck about me. If I wasn't funny, he wouldn't play games with me.
Oh, yeah, but... No, I'm just kidding. I like you, Lucas.
We're not really friends to him.
What? I only play games with my friends and acquaintances.
And that's where I fall.
No, your friend.
If Lucas wasn't funny, Carter, you probably would label him as acquaintance.
Yeah, if he wasn't funny, but he's funny. That's like...
I guess that's true. I'm hilarious.
You know?
Yeah, you are hilarious.
This is a big part of him, so that's like his thing.
It really is my only redeeming factor.
There's that black ray sunshine.
Like, if I wasn't funny and I was just an asshole that played games, like, I would have nobody.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have a family because they would have disowned you.
Yeah, they would have disowned me a long time ago.
That's 100% factual because, like, you do literally nothing for your family and you forget their birthdays.
He does forget.
I know their birth dates. I just forget that it's that day.
Mine. I had mine on my gamer tag for like.
I know
years.
When you were born. Like, I know when they were all born.
But you just didn't remember that day.
I just don't realize it's that day.
You're a terrible person.
Because I'm just waking up, dude. I'm just a guy in the moment.
You're free spirit.
Yeah, I'm a free just spirit,
like,
man.
Going where the wind takes you, you know?
Yeah,
down
dude.
Down to like Cabo.
Yeah, bro.
I hate both of y'all.
What did I do?
Good.
That is my
question. The whole free spirit thing in Cabo just...
Is that a communist act?
No, but it's... I mean... No, I guess not, but, you know...
I have a question.
You're
back
on
to
the
my
edge.
Question that was like 20 minutes ago.
That you never asked?
That I was trying to ask, however...
He blamed us, Carter. Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry, continue.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Is
never a hesitated cheat- to interrupt before.
Right.
Is a Cheeto a chip?
Yes.
I
Next
think
question.
So. I think it
Wait.
Is.
I mean, like it, yeah, but. All right, we got to do some research here first. Like, what?
Are you saying that, like, when you think of a chip, you think of kind of
like
a Lay's potato chip, like kind of flat,
yeah, like it's not a Pringle. It's not a tortilla
right.
chip, you know, like it's not a nacho, right? Like those are definitely chips.
But it comes in packages, like of like assorted chips.
You can get a dick in a package.
No, I'm not talking about this package, but it comes in packages of like assorted chips. You can buy them at Walmart. Cheetos, Lay's.
Dude, dick's breaking like a chip, you got a problem.
Well, look, I know, like I get that. Like, I understand that they are in the category of chips.
Right.
But I'm saying if we really look at what is a chip, does it meet the standard?
According to Google, a chip is, for the North American term, a thin slice of food, typically potato, made crisp by fried, baked, or dried, and eaten as a snack.
Cheetos are, I guess, what are they, fried or dried?
I don't know. But, I mean, they're kind of thin, but they're not like as... Thin
they're
is what Lucas is talking
thin.
About. Yeah, they're not like a Pringle or a.
They're
Lay's
a different
chip.
Kind of chip.
Oh my god! Okay, I've made a breakthrough.
Okay.
Cheetos are popcorn. Mm. Basically, according to this.
Oh, yeah.
Listen. All right, so.
Come on now.
Don't Cheetos and Funyuns, all right?
Funyuns are chips.
Let me finish. Are technically puffs, okay? These fun and otherwise, something shaped crunchers, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you mix a little bit of water to the corn paste. And it's then fed through an extruder. As the paste comes out, it's superheated, which instantly boils the water. Basically, Cheetos and Funyuns are popcorn.
Cheetos and Funyuns.
Well, Lucas has got a point. Popcorn. I'm on his side now.
Okay, no, no, you're not really on his side. You're just taking his side because you know you like to argue stuff against me.
No, I'm actually like, that makes sense, and it makes more sense that it's more of like a popcorn than it is a chip.
But it's Cheetos are chips. Funyuns are chips. No, it's not a Cheeto puff. It's a Cheeto. It's a crisp. Popcorn's not crisp. Popcorn is corn. It's popped.
Popcorn is a puff.
Yeah, this is a puff.
But Cheetos aren't puffs. And Funyuns aren't puffs. They are chips.
Cheetos are puffs.
Funyuns are not puffs.
Yes, they are.
They're not puffs. They're crunchy.
Yeah, but you can be crunchy and be a puff.
Yeah.
What about crunchy and they're compact?
Jackson, bro. What? Literally, if you get Cheeto puffs, they are literally crunchy. And it's in the name, puff.
Yeah, Cheeto puff, as in a different version of Cheeto.
It's the same.
Cheeto.
It's just the same, a Cheeto, but a little bit more puffed up.
It's thicker and it's not as dense.
Yes.
Yeah.
A Cheeto is a chip, and so is a Funyun.
All right, listen. All right, you ready?
It's a crisp.
Chips are a thin slice that is then baked or fried. Crisps are made when a meal is made from a grain and then compressed into a form, often sliced. Puffs are when the said compressed meal has air shot into it or pressure is suddenly changed in the chamber therein, thus puffing them up.
Yep.
Doritos are a crisp. So are Pringles and Bacon's. Tortilla chips are actually thin core meal crisp. Okay? Any tortilla that is not fried or baked to a crisp is considered a type of flatbread. On to the next section. Lay's.
We're actually having this conversation.
Listen. Lay's are chips. So are kettle-style potato chips, Ruffles, right? Those are chips. Cheetos are puffs, regardless of how much air has been puffed into the crisp.
But yep. I feel like this was an enlightening conversation.
It's because if you take a regular Cheeto, bite it in half, you look inside of it, it's got little air. You can see little air bubble pockets things in there, right? Same thing with a Cheeto puff. You can see it way better in those.
Cheetos.
I fully understand.
I'll give you the Funyun. I'll give you the Funyun because that's definitely more puffy. Cheeto is a chip.
Cheeto is a puff.
Well, look, it's technically like it's not. But if you look at the general area, if you go to Walmart and you say, I want to go to the chips, they will take you to the section where all the chips are considered to be, which is Cheetos and Doritos and all that stuff. But that is the broad category. But if you go down into subcategories of what they technically are, they are individualized into their own area, including Cheetos being puffs.
Okay, but how did this end up as a topic is my question. Because
you asked the question.
Yes, because you guys wanted to talk about it. And so
it was something random we thought about.
Yeah, no, I feel that, but Cheetos are chips. It's always been a chip.
That has nothing to do with whether it should be a topic or not, but okay.
We just told you it's not a chip. It's a puff.
We'll just have to agree and disagree because Cheetos are chips.
Okay, Jackson.
Right. You know, that's like saying, like, how do you – see, you? This is what I don't understand, Carter. All right? People get it in their heads that they're right, so they disagree with science. All right? Like, this is literally like saying, I'm looking at my door that is made of wood. Well, that is not wood. That is plastic. It's wood.
But it's not – no, but that's not the same equivalent. It's because it's a chip.
Jackson, Lucas is like one step away from easy bibbing his sources right now, okay? And you're just saying something.
Moving on.
So true.
Moving on.
You have – real quick, I do want to say though, like Jackson, it's like it is generalized. Just like home appliances is lamps and washers and dryers and all that stuff, right? Like those are home appliances. But a washer is a home appliance, but it's a washer, right? Like it's its own thing. It is part of a larger group. Just like Cheetos are a puff. It is its own thing, but it is part of a very generalized category that is known as chips. I rest my case.
Lucas sold me. I'm with him on this.
Fine. Moving on.
That was a fantastic argument, Lucas.
Thank you. You know, when you come prepared, it's just different.
Right? Prepared to Google.
I typed like three things into my search bar.
I was totally on board because I was the first one to say a Cheeto is a chip.
Well, see, like, so. But I probably would have agreed, but I was just sitting here thinking. I was just like it's so different from all the other chips, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, surely to God, we're not the first people to think of this stuff. Someone else has done the science on this.
I mean, there's some guy at Cheeto HQ. They're just fighting it out.
Yo, Flamin' Hot Cheetos are actually amazing, though. I want everyone to know. Those are some good chips.
I will say they're amazing once we get sponsored.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't be putting all these ads in here, right?
Yep.
All right.
What's next, Jackson?
I'm still hung up on this Cheeto thing, to be honest with you. But
you're the one that's tried to move on like four times.
Yeah.
Lucas showed you the evidence.
Yeah.
Actually, he didn't show you, but he just told you.
I know. I'm just going. I know. Really, it's time to pay attention to the past 2 minutes, to be honest with you.
He just set his phone down. He's been on his phone this whole time.
Yeah, he has been. He's going through Twitter.
Bro, not dedicated.
No. No, not at all.
He's mad at us. I'm sorry.
I will not think of a Cheeto in the same way ever again.
I didn't mean to stun you with cold hard facts.
See, Lucas, next time Jackson's having a Cheeto, it's like, oh, I'm just having like a sandwich and chips. And they're like, oh, technically.
You are having a sandwich with puffs.
Puffs.
Yo, this is going to blow some minds. I'm ready for some people to hear that because that's pretty crazy. All
right, anyway, next topic, Jackson.
I don't know. What you got?
I'm not the guy that comes up with that.
Yeah, for real. I think he's just mad at us.
I just show up.
I actually really don't have anything.
I think we had hot dog as a sandwich, or are we saving that for next week?
I mean, we have hot dog as a sandwich, and then we have is water really wet? So we have those two things. If y'all want to touch on some debates like that, I don't know if it's going to get a little too heated. Seems to be some tension.
The water one will.
Water is actually wet. A hot dog is a sandwich.
Text.
Okay, anyways. All right, look. Okay. All right, I guess we're going down the path, right? All right,
here we go.
I was at the tippity top, and y'all are making me take the ladder down a little bit. All right. But don't worry. All right. Carter, I'll take the water as well.
Okay.
I don't know how you feel about the other
one. I think water is wet.
You think water is wet?
Yes.
I concur.
All right. And then Jackson thinks water is wet too.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Cracks.
I'm trying to think about
water
this.
Itself is wet because it's water. So the water, it being made up of itself, is wet.
It would have to be wet.
It would have to be. Because it's not dry. Water's not dry. I rest my case.
Good point. That's a solid argument.
Okay, I'll give you a solid argument. I agree. Water is wet, and this is why. Okay? All right. So water itself, right? One molecule of water is H2O. It's two hydrogen, one oxygen.
Yes.
Those two atoms combined in that proportion create water. Okay. That is a one single molecule, though. And to make, let's say, a puddle, right? It has to be lots of molecules stacked on top of each other and stuff. So those are indeed wet. But if there was an instant in the world, I highly doubt there is such a thing that will ever exist. If there is an instance where it is just one molecule of water, it itself is not wet because there is no other water molecules on it to make it wet.
No, because it doesn't need it. It's just water in itself, that those molecules.
But
are
if that
wet.
One molecule of water were to touch another molecule,
it would
that
make it wet.
Other molecule would be wet, correct?
Yes, they would both be wet.
It would in and of itself have to be wet.
No. Okay. So the way it works is if something, the definition of wet is water is on something, right?
Well, let's look it up. Probably way too many people actually looking this up. Yeah, it says wet is an adjective, covered or saturated with water or another liquid.
Okay, so that means that that one molecule has to have, has to be covered or saturated with water or another liquid in order for it itself to be wet. Now, this is never going to exist, right? Like every bit of water, I'm sure, in the world has other pieces of water with it, other molecules around it, so it is indeed wet.
I still think it's wet. Fuck your plastic door. It's wet, all right?
Okay.
No, I just, I guess because if you break it down to that level, at like a certain level,
it would eventually not
maybe
be wet.
Not is the definition of wet, that, but like it is something. It is that it is something, and I think the way that we as humans would perceive it is wet from our point of view. Because like Jackson said, it can't, it's not dry. Because water can't be dry.
Okay, so the definition of dry is free from moisture or liquid, not wet or moist. So like I agree, it's not dry because it is not free from moisture or liquid because it itself is a liquid.
Yes.
But if it is that one individual molecule, it does not have other water on it to make it wet. But it is a liquid, right? But it's really weird. I know. I know it's really weird. It's not though.
It is. Oh gosh, dude.
I guess if you're going off of like the technical definition, it's not covered in something else. It's not covered in another like piece of water or liquid.
Right. It has to be,
so that, but covered
in something else to make it wet.
If we were to somehow feel it, right, or interact with it in some way, the only way we would be able to describe it that it would be wet.
Right, but it would feel wet because then your finger would be wet. When you touch it, the water is covering that part of your finger and it makes your finger wet.
I just think from the way a human would perceive it, like from our limited sensory.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but like, we don't
perceive
it. We don't exactly, right, but we don't perceive everything as it truly is.
That is true.
Like that's just impossible. It's impossible for us to be able to do that. And so I think water is wet because, you know, most of the time, like I said, like there's no instance of water.
Yeah, it's not going to be right. It's always going to have another molecule of water, and because if they're touching, then they're both wet.
Yeah, like you have to do some crazy stuff to like somehow pluck one molecule of water out of the air, like moisture in the air. You somehow have to just pull it out. But I mean, like think about it this way: the air around you right now is technically wet.
Yeah, because it has moisture.
Because there's moisture in the air, right? But it doesn't feel wet, though, does it?
No, but it doesn't feel dry. What's the in-between state of dry and wet?
Exactly. Like that's the problem. I don't think there really is a way to describe it.
We need a new word. That's what it is. All right.
But I think I put up some valid points that water is indeed wet unless it is broken down to the very specific controlled environment of one molecule, which is basically impossible. You know, someone could probably do it. Some crazy scientist could probably do it or whatever. But I mean, there's no reason.
I agree.
But we all agree water is wet.
Yeah. And the way that you would interact with it in the world in a realistic manner, it is wet.
Right, but we're not talking real. We're talking a very, very specific situation.
Yeah, very theoretical, like really specific, very unlikely. I don't want to say impossible because it's probably possible eventually, but improbable.
Yeah, like version. Like here's another thing. It says wetness is the ability of a liquid to adhere to the surface of something else. So.
Boom.
So yeah, it's just it, like when we dip our hand into water, like you know, it feels wet because.
Yeah, because the hand's wet, and then the water that's touching each other.
We've gotten through this. Yeah, Jackson doesn't agree with us. But like, to me and you, at least, kind of.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Right. I think it makes sense.
All right, next one. Is a hot dog a sandwich? And I say it is.
Yeah, 100% sandwich.
Jackson?
Yep, sandwich.
Okay, that was easy.
Awesome. I'm so surprised that happened.
I mean, we all agreed on the last one, too, but we went down into the nitty-gritty, didn't we?
Well, that one had a little bit more depth to it that you could technically... I mean,
we had to, a hot dog is just a different form of sandwich. It is a subcategory of sandwich.
There you go.
Some might say.
It is the puff of sandwiches.
All right, yo. I got you. All right, boys, you got anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Everybody, thank you so much for coming out to episode 3 of the Gentleman's Podcast. I think we're on several different platforms now, including Spotify, Google Podcasts, and I think coming up Apple Podcasts. Don't quote me, though. We're also uploading this to YouTube and to SoundCloud, so be sure to leave a like, comment, and subscribe from all of us here. I think that's it. Deuces, gooses.
Deuces.